Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, on this memorial of St. Charles Borromeo, coming to you with a preaching I'm calling Gifts That Differ. The reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans. Sisters and brothers, for by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Thus ends the reading. We indeed are many parts of the human family, of the church, of our own family, with gifts that differ one from another. And that's what provides the richness, so that together we can be more than just the sum of our parts, that we can do everything that's needed for mutual upbuilding and the salvation of the world, each doing the part that God assigned us by the gifts God gave us, each of us doing what we can do best, and not begrudging others their part in this. So, how to celebrate that today? Well, Paul says near the end of it, outdo one another in showing honor. And I think that might be a good way. Showing honor to someone whose gifts markedly differ from our own. Look around and see somebody who, well, I don't get it. That ain't me. Oh, but that's them. And what a beautiful gift that is to us. And then tell them so. That would make for a lovely upbuilding of the community today. God bless you in that task.